Just a couple days left to see the two movies playing right now up at the Salina Arts Center. One is the documentary Tim's Vermeer, which is directed by Teller of Penn and Teller, and profiles an inventor who works to replicate the painting techniques used by the Dutch master Vermeer. That's playing today and tomorrow in Salina. Also playing today and tomorrow, as well as this Saturday and Sunday at the Art Center, is Jayhawkers, a dramatized version of the social impact Wilt Chamberlain's arrival had on Lawrence, Kansas, when he went there to play basketball in the 1950s. The movie was directed by KU professor Kevin Wilmot and stars KU basketball player Justin Wesley as Chamberlain. Other than that, just one major screening in the area coming up, and that's on the 17th at the Orpheum, as they'll be showing a 60th anniversary screening of Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. While Vertigo usually gets mentioned as Hitchcock's best film, Rear Window is often the answer when you ask people what their favorite Hitchcock film is. With Grace Kelly in soft focus and Jimmy Stewart somehow ratcheting up the drama despite being almost immobile, it's easy to see why this movie holds up as well now as it ever has. And for those of you familiar with the films of Wes Anderson, it's also easy to see from Rear Window's set and art direction why Anderson says it's a major influence on his filmmaking. At any rate, Rear Window is a masterclass in suspense and also a just plain enjoyable movie, and there's basically no excuse not to have seen it. The Orpheum will be showing Rear Window on 35mm film at 7 o'clock on the night of April 17th. We'll have trailers for these movies and also a very cool little time-lapse video showing all the exterior scenes from Rear Window in chronological order. Trust me, it's worth a watch. And we'll put those on the Indie Films page of our website at KMUW.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.